Sechta Sidyas, Perek Dalet, Mishnah, Hey. Karam Ravai. So what is Karam Ravai again? Karam Ravai is the first 3 years of a tree's fruits. It has a din of Arla. You're not allowed to eat them. The fourth year, you take the fruits, you bring them up to Yerushalayim. And just like Maaseh Sheni, you have to eat them in Yerushalayim, or you could be paid to them and bring the money up to Yerushalayim and then buy something there and eat it there. So, by Maaseh Sheni, in order to be paid it, you have to add on a chaimish. You have to add on a fifth when you're paid it. Not only that, but there's a rule that in the fourth and seventh year before Pesach, you have to finish up all your maisers, and any maiser sheni that's left, you have to be mevarit, you have to get rid of it. Or any money of maiser sheni, you have to get rid of it. So be shamay oimrim ein loy chaimish. That's true by maiser sheni, but by kerem revai, by this fourth year of a new tree, even though it's like maiser sheni, you got to bring it to Yerushalayim, you do not have to add on a fifth, the ein loy beer, and you do not have to get rid of the kerem revai before Pesach of the fourth and seventh year. Beisol says, no, yesh loy chaimish v'yesh loy beer. It's just like maiser sheni, you got to add a fifth, and you got to get rid of it in the fourth and seventh year. Beishamay oimrim yesh loy peret v'yesh loy oilolois. Beishamay says, there is a din of peret and oilolois. Peret and oilolois are the grapes that didn't grow properly. You have to leave them for the aniyim. So Beishamay says, fourth year fruits, which are kerem revai, fourth year grapes, you have to leave them for the aniyim if they come out bad. The peret and the oilolois, they get left for the aniyim. The aniyim paid them lots, but now the aniyim, they can't just eat it. They have to be paid it, bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. There's no din of peret and oilolois on kerem revai, but rather you could keep all of them, and then you have to deal with it like revai fruits. So even the oilolois and the peret, you keep it for yourself, you press it, take that wine and bring it up to Yerushalayim. You don't have to leave it for the aniyim. Mishnah Vav. Chavis shal zesim migul galim. So, the rule is like this. In order for something to become tamei, it has to have two conditions. Number one, it has to be touched by a liquid, then it becomes hochshel kamal tuma. Which liquid? What are the seven liquids? Which is dew, water, wine, olive oil, blood, milk, or honey. Any of those seven liquids comes in contact with it. And condition number two is that the person wants it. He's reitza, he wants it, that it should make contact with the thing that it touched. They become hochshel kamal tuma. So, now, when the person is salting his olives, so eventually olive oil comes out of them. Olive oil is one of the seven things, seven mashkim, that make something hochshel kamal tuma. So, chavis shal zesim migul galim. If you have a barrel of olives that is pickling, you don't really want that olive oil to touch your olives. So you don't have to go ahead and make a hole in the barrel to drain the olive oil to show that you don't want it. It's enough that we know you don't want it. We know you don't want it to get wet. And even though it's touched by olive oil, you don't want it to be touched by the olive oil, and it's not hukshar lekabel tuma. That is base shamayz shita. Base Hillel Rissel says, no, tzarech lenakev. You have to demonstrate that you don't want it to get wet, and therefore you have to make a hole in the barrel to drain it to show that you do not want the liquid to touch the olives. Umaydim shem nikva usutmu ashmarim. Beis Hillel agree that if he did make a hole in the barrel, but the sediment from the olives blocked up the liquid from draining out, shehitaira, you already demonstrated that you don't want it, even though now it's not draining, but you made a hole, you already showed you don't want it, so even though now it got blocked up, it's not a problem. Hasach b'shementar. So this is dealing with halacha. Normally, how do you make something tar that became tamei? So you put it in the mikvah. However, over here, we're talking about someone who actually smeared himself with oil. He was sach b'shemen tar, v'nitma, and then he became tamei. So yarad v'taval, and with that oil on him, he went into the mikvah. Yishamei oimrim, afal pishu menatef, even if he's dripping, he has a lot of oil on him when he went into the mikvah. Tahar, he is tar. Beisol oimrim, Beisol says no. The most the oil on his body could become tar is only if it's a small amount of oil, enough to spread over a small limb. So since it's a negligible amount in relation to the body, it's bottle to the body, and when he's tivel, that oil becomes tar. However, that's all talking about, till now we've been discussing if it became tame while on him. But let's say it became tame to begin with. Now it's even less. Before, Beis Shammai said it could be a lot of oil, it'll still become tar. Over here, Beis Shammai says, could they see chas ever cotton? Only a small amount, enough to smear on an ever cotton, that's bottled to the body and it becomes tar. Beis Hillel says even less than that. Even though before Beis Hillel said, could they see chas ever cotton, he says now even less than that could become tar. Mashke taifeach only the liquid on this body can moisten that which it touches, meaning, but a larger amount, that even if it's enough to moisten a small limb, that's too much already, it's not going to be metaret. Only a small amount that when it touches something, it'll make it wet. Rabbi Yehuda says there's a little bit of a bigger share than that, tefeach umatbiach, meaning it's still, it can't be metar enough oil to spread over a small limb, but it's more than just tefeach, it's tefeach umatfiach. What does that mean? It means even an amount of oil that a hand that touches it can then moisten something else. So the hand that touched that oil can now make something else wet. That's tefeach umatbiach. That oil will still be tuffel to the body, and that amount of oil will become tar by him going into the mikvah. Have a good day.